AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In North Carolina, Raleigh's mayor says federal immigration authorities will expand their enforcement action to the city as soon as today. Meanwhile, in Charlotte, the state's largest city, immigration agents arrested more than 130 people over the weekend. President Trump told reporters he's not ruling out military action against Venezuela, blaming leader Nicolas Maduro for drugs and migrants coming into the U.S.
Look, he's done tremendous damage to our country, primarily because of drugs, but really because we have that problem with other countries, too. But more than any other country, the release of prisoners into our country has been a disaster. He's emptied his jails. Others have done that also. He has not been good to the United States. So we'll see what happens.
On Sunday, he said the U.S. may be having some discussions with Maduro. The House is expected to pass a bill today that would force the Justice Department to release all of its files on Jeffrey Epstein. Trump now says Republicans should vote for it. Meanwhile, Larry Summers, the former president of Harvard University, who once served as U.S. Treasury Secretary, issued a statement saying he would step back from public commitments after the release of emails showing he maintained a friendly relationship with Epstein long after he pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl in 2008. A federal judge ruled there would be no prison time for Joseph Emerson, a former Alaska Airlines pilot who had taken psychedelic mushrooms days before he tried to cut the engines of a passenger flight in 2023 while riding off-duty in the cockpit. Shares in Europe and Asia tumbled, with benchmarks in Tokyo and Seoul sinking more than 3% after NVIDIA and other artificial intelligence-related shares pulled U.S. stocks lower. This is AP News. An Australian prison inmate is demanding access to a popular yeast-based spread. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A prisoner in Australia is challenging a state's ban on Vegemite in prisons, claiming that denying him the spread violates his human rights. Andre McKechnie has taken his case to the Supreme Court of Victoria, arguing that the ban breaches his right to enjoy his culture as an Australian. Vegemite has been banned from Victorian prisons since 2006 because it interferes with narcotic detection dogs and can be used to produce alcohol. Critics, including the victim's advocates, say they find the lawsuit offensive. McKechnie, who's serving a life sentence for murder, seeks a court order to overturn the ban. His lawyers have not commented. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.